At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Watch what craftens. Watch what craftens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one, the only, the perfect Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hi. I love
You're
that.
You're perfect today.
I love it. How's everything going? It's very cold here in Texas. It's a big Texan freeze over here.
Yeah, I see that you're having an ice storm, which is funny because last night I was thinking about the movie The Ice Storm. It's like I manifested it.
Night pass that you don't think about the movie The Ice Storm?
That's true. I know. Wow, you really just robbed me of all the specialness of that moment. you're like it's icy here, and I found an identical set of twins for me. On a soap set.
Yeah, so, it's really icy out there. My gosh, it's scary. You know, Texas is so extreme. I guess that's why I like it, you know, because I'm very extreme. I mean, they're like really happy or super pissed off. Sometimes both things within 30 seconds. But the weather here is nuts. It was like 65 and sunny. I was out like, hi, Home Goods. Hi, Ross Dress for the Target. Good to see you, buddy. And then the next day, they're like, no one. It's like, no one leave your home. Everyone stay indoors. The dog won't even go out there. Poor thing tried to go outside to go potty and just slipped and was like, no.
Oh, no.
I will poop on your face before I poop out here. And he's just in here looking up at me like I did something to him. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's Mother Nature. Okay, she's bee.
Well, you know what I say. When there's an ice storm, make sure to fly into it, because that's basically what I'm doing. We have a show on Thursday night, and it is happening. That show is happening. We are not going to let any sort of bomb cyclone or bomb ice storm. Technically, the Weather Channel, because the Weather Channel is so ridiculous, they named it. Because Weather Channel names storms, really only hurricanes should be named, but the Weather Channel, and always trying to like whip up a frenzy, has named storms. And the Weather Channel has named this storm Winter Storm Mara. And they even include like a pronunciation so that way you don't say Winter Storm Mara. It literally has a thing that says like pronounce it like Mara. So actually maybe it is Mara.
Like Kate Mara?
No, you know what? I think it is Mara because it had like capital M-A-H. Because
she's very pretty. I think like Kate Mara is a very pretty ice storm. Kate Mara. Yeah, I like her. She was in House of Cards.
Yeah.
She's very plucky. She's like, you know what? I'm going to start an ice storm and nobody's going to stop me. Okay. Not even Kevin Costner. It's Ramona playing
Kate Mara.
Kate Mara.
You know, I once got catfished by someone on that old, remember there's an old website called Connection. It was like a gay social networking website that was bringing people use it for dating. And the guy who catfished me, part of like his shtick was that he said that he was really good friends with Kate Mara. And I always think about this fake person. I always think that's such a strange, unique detail to add into your fake persona.
Yeah, I used to know a girl who went around bragging that she was friends with Adrian Grenier. Which, you know, that's cool, I guess. But, like, she literally mentioned it all the time. I saw her at, like, the video store one time. I mean, this is how long ago it was. I was renting a video. And she's like, yeah, you know, I was just hanging out with Adrian. You know, Grenier, you know we're best friends, right? Yeah. So there was that. I always thought that was just the funniest thing. Every time I see him, I'm like, oh, my God. If I ever see him in real life, I'm going to go up to him and be like, oh, my God, do you know this girl from improv?
Well, you know what's wild? Is that I actually do know a girl who knows Adrian Grenier, and we went to his house once, and this was got to be 11 years ago, and he was very lovely, but he was so actory in the sense that he had like a garage full of musical instruments, and I remember he was giving us a tour, and we walked in, and he like handed me some drumsticks, and he goes, go play. And I was like, okay. So I was like, well, I play Rock Band, I could do this. And then like, it was like a Swedish model was there and she got on the piano and then I was on like the drums. Like, turns out drumming is not as easy as it seems when you have a whole drum kit. And we were making some weird like elementary school like
bonk-a-ding-a-bonk. And he was just, like, he like shirtless in the center of the room, just swaying back and forth with his eyes closed, like waving a stick of patchouli.
No, but he had a guitar that was draped around his neck, and around his neck all night long, and he never played it once. But he was very lovely. Like, he was so nice, but it was so
well, delusional accurate. People usually are, you know.
Well, I brought my and also my friend my friend was with us, Sylvia, and Sylvia barely knew who he was, and basically he the place was also kind of like the outdoors was kind of crazy looking. And she was like, oh, did you just move in here? She kept on nagging him by accident. And he was like, no, I've been here for 4 years. And then she told him that she doesn't believe in television.
I don't believe in television.
Even though he's a television star.
Well, so anyway. it's a thing, you know, it's like when it's like Jesus, you don't have to believe it for it to be true. Okay. I watch it.
I just like the way that she just kept on dismissing him, basically.
Yeah, I feel like that's how you should be with Adrian Grenier, you know? All right, yeah. Let's get on to this because
We are doing a show here. So the point is this show in Austin is actually happening. I have two different plane tickets to make sure I can get in regardless of the weather. And it's going to be happening on Thursday night. We are starting the tour Thursday night in Austin at Emo's. Buy your tickets. The ice will be over by then. The roads will be clear. And then the next night in Dallas, we will be there at the Granada Theater. In Austin, we will be recapping Real Housewives of Miami. And in Dallas, we'll be recapping Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, both the most recent episodes. And then after that, the tour will continue. We go to Phoenix, Arizona. Then we go to LA for the Golden Crappies. The voting ballots is going to be coming very soon, so keep your eyes and ears open for it. And then after that, it's going to be Charlotte, Atlanta, Denver, Salt Lake City, Seattle, San Francisco, Toronto, Philadelphia, New York City, Washington, San Diego, St. Paul, Chicago, Columbus, Boston, and the Foxwoods Resort and Casino. And if we're lucky, maybe we can do a pop-up show in Adrian Grenier's living room.
Oh, my God, with the guitar around his neck.
Yeah.
And also you playing the drums, LOL.
It was hard.
I would never pick you as the drummer of the band.
Well, it was really – actually, you know what he had? You know what he had in that when we were making that music? He had one of those giant drums that's, like, on its side. And he had a big mallet, and every now and then he would just go,
oh no, boom. He was a boom.
True story, everyone. True story.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, here we are with some Below Deck adventure! Not only some Below Deck, it's the season finale of Below Deck adventure!
Yeah, every adventure must come to a close. The paragliding couple has to eventually land on the ground, and here we are, the final episode of this odd season. I mean, I've actually enjoyed adventure a lot more than I should have, but I think it's because the casting has actually been really excellent on it. But like the show itself is like very dreary and wet and cold at all times, and like it's not a show where I feel like I am escaping into adventure. In fact, the show doesn't make me think of adventure really at all. It just makes me think of like putting on a jacket. But I mean, Faye, Jess, Captain Curry, like wonderful casting choices.
Yeah, I've been enjoying this one fully. Caveman Mike. I mean, I love all these people, except Ariana. You know, but even she's good casting. She's just annoying as hell, you know? But if there's not something that fills me with rage, I won't watch. So, you know, I'm thankful for her. Casey's crazy accent, which we get extra of today. You know, they give us more just for the end. So, yeah, I enjoyed it too. So let's get on with it. We are in, you know, the coldest place on the goddamn planet. Having a vacation, and we're with Singapore's most stylish woman having dinner in a cave. Michael home.
Michael safe. So, but before we get into that cave, Jess is still in the middle of her meltdown, and she's been summoned into Captain Carey's wheelhouse, and he's basically like, what the fuck? And she's like, you've made it very apparent to me that this is not where I need to be, and I'm done working. I'm just over it. I can't do anything else. It's a fucking horseshit speech. What's he going to do? Follow me? I don't care. She storms downstairs.
She's like, I shall go a plunder. And so she walks off, and then Carrie's like, Fie, come to the bridge. Come to the bridge. She's like, lipstick ready, captains. Last fucking date. Last fucking charter. Anyone from this guest is going to be offering last chance. Anyone from this guest is going to be offered a modeling gig. Fine, go. We got it.
She thinks she's just going to walk off this boat while the most stylish woman of all of Singapore's on board. Fine, we got it.
So he's like, oh, it's all going to come out right now. Do we have a chef or do we not have a chef? And she's like, oh, she's just so much fucking drama. She deserves an Emmy Award for all the drama she's got going on. He's like, well, if she can't get her shit together, then she can get on the next boat to... Well, I don't actually think there is an expo, actually. She's staying at Marriott until the 2 days of decent flying weather come back.
Unfortunately, the Fjord Explorer is booked for us, so Jess will have to wait for the Fjord Fjellane to come around. By the way, I want to say that I believe that Faye actually said that she deserves a Grammy Award for the performance, which I thought was funny because... there are so many Grammy categories that I actually do believe that there would be a Grammy for like best performance by a chef in a yacht, you know, spoken word album.
Sweetest tone by a chef on a yacht. Sausage. Like, ding, 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 ding. Who wouldn't vote for that glorious deadpan tone that she's got? I love it.
Outstanding achievement in Norwegian incantations.
So Faye is like, well, I wish
achievement
I could say
in pronouncing and achievement in pronouncing linguine. And today we've got a crab linguine. It's like, oh my god, yes. Play the clip package again.
Taylor Swift is reading the, like, and the winner for best pronunciation of linguine, my friend, Jess, the chef.
She's, like, lip-syncing to all of Jess's lines as the clips play.
She's just like, linguine in the dancing awkwardly, swinging her hands around, arms around.
Yeah. He's like, all right, Faye, you need to just take over. She goes,
all right, well, wish me luck.
So Jess gets on the phone with her healer and, you know, she starts talking about how I've walked away from jobs that don't align with who I am
For instance, the time I was on a cruise ship and they wanted me to not only be the chef, but also an Annie Lennox performer. I don't understand why. I think it's just because they literally heard me say, why in the galley.
Why, Linguini?
Walking on, walking on, broken Linguini.
So I love that you said she called her healer, because I did not realize that it was her healer. I was just like, oh, she calls her friend or something, but her healer? Come on now, you're calling your fucking healer?
Telehealer,
no.
Yeah.
No, Jess. It's always those who are like, I can no longer deal with it. I must call my healer. So,
who happens to be Annie Lennox, so it's this sort of a weird circle of life.
She's like, if something doesn't line up with who I am and I'm not connected to it, I have no problem walking away. I've walked away from jobs before and it's okay. No, it's not okay. And what kind of world do you live in that just walking off the job when you're when you're on an enclosed space where there's just not other people to step and replace? What, like, when is that okay? Yeah. When did that become okay, ma'am? You're too old for that.
You're in the middle of a fjord in Norway. You can't just walk off. Okay? You actually literally can't walk off. So then...
yeah, you can't even swim off. There's no way... you're trapped. You're literally trapped on this, okay? Unless someone's going to parasail your ass somewhere else. You're stuck here.
You're stuck. So then Carrie's like, all crew, chef is down. So let's rally around five for the adventure. So then Mike is very concerned about this. He's like,
what drama around breakfast? Breakfast drama. Mike's scared.
All crew, Jess is down. Jess is down. Rally around Faye for an adventure. Mike copy.
Mike rally. Mike rally. Support.
So Mike Faye's love. Like, Casey, let's do some mimosas. So drinks and muffins are delivered, and they have decided that lunch will be served. Faye goes up to the guest. She's like, so we leave at 12:15, and lunch will be served in a cave, hopefully. So then Oriana is like, one day to find a chief stew in Norway. Doesn't sound like an easy feat.
Thanks. Thanks for the like 1980s teen sister sitcom commentary.
I know. Just Oriana just always there to make that bratty sister commentary.
I know, like fresh out of Step by Step, it's Oriana.
Boat coming.
So the boat is coming and
the fjord explorer.
Lewis is like, Seth and Mike, go starboard and help the guests. Should we take that for you, sir? And he's like, no, this is my wife's luggage for later. This is for later. And I was like, ooh, I hope they showed that so they bring the wrong dresses. And then Faye and Casey have to, like, make dresses out of whatever they can find in the cave.
Yeah, I was hoping that was going to be a plot point, too, especially because of the general ineptitude of the Deckies. But unfortunately, it wasn't. But then we cut to Jess. She's now in her uniform. She's put on her black uniform, and she's standing at the door. Like, she's literally about to appear in a scene of A Few Good Men. Like, she's about to be in the courtroom or something. Like,
I know. She's in the bathroom.
I will now testify against Jack Nicholson.
All right. Let's go.
Let's go.
So she swings open the bathroom door. Yes, swings open the bathroom door and goes in there to let Jack Nicholson have it.
I can't handle the truth.
It's like, no, that's not how it goes. So then Carrie, so she goes up to the wheelhouse and Carrie sees her and goes, why are you still here? Get out of my face. There's a fjord explorer out there for you.
And now she's acting like she's on the actor studio. She's like cross-legged. It's so weird.
She sits in that chair way too casually for someone who just quit.
She's real casual, just crosses her legs. He's like, why are you still here? She's like, because I made a commitment to stay here. And I know that the way I conducted myself wasn't correct, but I was over it. I didn't check myself. Therefore, I wrecked myself. So I've regrouped and I've come back.
Anyway, I do hope you enjoy my performance in Tar, a wonderful film about a lady who gets up to things.
Who gets up to things. I don't know my role yet, but I do understand something has my panties in a twist, and it has something to do with the cello.
I find that when you take on a new role, such as my role, Tar, that you have to think about things and wonder and contemplate, and that's what I brought to the film, Tar.
You know, thinking about that name, Tar, why is it Tar with an accent over the A? How else would you pronounce it? Well, are there alternative ways to pronounce that?
It's probably for like Americans. It's probably like, okay, we got to put an accent on there because Americans will probably say, hey, did you see that movie Tayar?
Hey, you want to see Tayar?
Well, I think the accent really is the difference between Tar and Tar. I think the accent gives you the Tar. I haven't seen Tar. I want to see it. I know Cate Blanchett is in it. I know nothing about it except it has something to do with maybe like sexual harassment or cancel culture and a cello. And either way, I really feel like just on that basic information, Jess clearly is in the movie, right? Like she's clearly has a role. She's like, she's on viola, you know, and she's like, oh, did you hear about Tar? She sexually harassed someone. I'll tell the second string.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
It just looks like Cate Blanchett's very upset, and then there's a lot of music, and then there's like a lot of like reviews written in that kind of cursive font that you can't quite read, but they just like bold the words brilliant a lot.
Okay, it's a psychological drama film, and the film charts the downfall of fictional composer and conductor Lydia Tar. Oh, I thought it was actually a biopic. Oh, it's a fictional composer and conductor. So based on just the log line of the downfall of a fictional composer and conductor.
It's a fictional. Saying, that's why there's a fictional accent over the A.
Yeah. So I am going to say for sure, Jess is definitely playing a role in this movie.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled NutraFol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
So Carrie's like, well, we're only as good as our last day. Unfortunately, your last day was shit.
So let's try a start anew. We'll look back and we'll be on a high. And she's like, well, when you're in states of heightened emotion, you let things get the better of you. And then you calm down and you tell yourself, okay, fulfill the contract.
Yeah. So Carrie's like, everyone, guess what? The chef is no longer down. She's up and she'll be joining at the cave. And Faye's like,
oh, thank God. I was just about to plate some handy snacks for these people.
Faye's at the can opener.
Sorry, Tuna. You'll have your day another time.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bumblebee Tuna. I'm sorry I made you put your hair up for this service. We won't be needing you.
So Lewis is like, they're packing the guests and all the stuff for the cave adventure onto the boat. And Lewis asks Jess if she's okay. And she's like,
I'm Gucci. Let's do this.
Oh, God, you're Gucci, too. Can we not? Can we please get rid of that below deck? Slang. What do you call it? Yeah, like terminology. Lingo. Like, yeah, get it. It's just vernacular. That's what I was going for. I don't approve of this below deck vernacular. That is some Malia shit. Can you keep your Malia shit out of my adventure?
It's just it's funny to me when Jess uses slang, because I feel like when people use slang, there's a certain level of joy or playfulness that comes with it. So she treats it so seriously. Like, I'm Gucci. It's like, okay. So
I'm ready to rumble.
And today she does have a lot of slang, you know?
Yeah, because she's trying to be like, I think, upbeat and fun. She's like, this is fun, Jess, because I need to repair my image. Much like Lydia Tarr.
Much like chapter 3 of the film, when Tarr starts telling people their cello concertos were thebomb.com.
So Faye is like,
well, today the guests are going underground. The marble caves are just gorgeous. It's just the perfect backdrop for the photo shoots. Not to mention that there's a state-of-the-art chef's kitchen where Jess can happily prepare lunch. Maybe, fingers crossed.
I'm like, please stop trying to sell this like it's an adventure. This is not an adventure. You guys are going into a fully... whatever the version of retrofitted or whatever you call like a interior decorated cave, you guys are taking vans into a cave and having lunch. And there's a chef's
kitchen.
You're going
slightly underground. It's like covered parking, you know?
You're having a photo shoot in a tourist destination.
But we'll all get to experience where Mike is from. So we're down, down, downtown like Julie Brown.
Ooh, I'm going to write that one down.
Julie Brown. Got it.
So they go down to the cave, and Mike's like, no cave! Midtown Tunnel!
Mike feel warm. Mike feel home.
So Faye's like,
so we're going to get everyone get out of your cars. Okay, come here. Everyone taste some of the water from the cave, because it's the freshest, purest water you'll ever drink.
And they're all drinking some water from like a hose that's in the cave. And I get it.
Just
like,
kidding. It's where people go pee pee. It's a cave, you stupid idiot.
It's heron urine. I mean, herring urine.
I don't need to drink water from the cave. I like the knowing that my water has gone through some sort of like filters and things like that, you know?
Yeah. Me too. I mean, I don't think if we look back to cave people, you know, I don't think any of us are going to be like, God, I wish we had their teeth. Like, I'm okay. I'm okay with the filters. You know, get some fluoride in that shit. Let's do this. Yeah. So Jess goes to the kitchen and she goes, oh, okay. Let's go. Seafood extravaganza. So they go in and Seth's like, what do you need from me? I'm here. I'm the man. I own this cave.
And she goes, come on, Maryland, show us what you got. Emphasis on Mary.
So then Faye, meanwhile, is trying to get the photo shoot organized. And she's like, oh, it's time for us to do some photo shoots. I'll go first. Then I'll send Casey. And Casey's like, well, I'm really not a model material. She's like, look at me. And they laugh.
Because Faye is dressed like a literal minor at that point. She's just wearing this big bulky jacket, and I don't know.
She's like, do I look like a minor? I mean, do I look like a model, I should say.
So Mike and Seth are helping Shuck and Jive or whatever. And Mike is like, do the Shuck and Jive. They're all just like dancing in the kitchen.
Yeah. They're just supposed to be cracking the meat out of like various claws because there's a lot of crab stuff. And so Mike's like, what happening? And so Jess is like, Exhibit A, take the meat out of the claws. And so Mike goes to reach for them. He's like, these? And she's like, wash your hands, caveman.
I please, wash hands. Hands pretty. No, wash the hands, Mike. Mike, watch hand. Mike, let go of my hands. Mike!
Water hot. Oh, water hot. Soap scary.
So Carol, the most fashionable woman in Singapore, shows Faye her dress. And she's like, this is your dress and it's supposed to be the glaciers of Norway. That looks like the exterior of LAX. I mean, I don't know what you were going for, but it's not working. It looks like those big, like, LED pylon things outside LAX.
Yeah, it was giving me, like, aluminum siding a little bit, or, like, like that certain candy wrappers. I don't know. It was not working for me. So,
but you know what? It's like I tell all people who are asleep, enjoy those dreams. Enjoy them. You deserve dreams too.
She's showing at Paris Fashion Week, okay? So how dare you? Her dreams are achieved. I mean, she's not necessarily going to be anywhere close to the fashion houses. She'll be in suburban Paris. She'll be in, you know, Winnetka, Paris, Winnetka, France.
Yeah, we know all about that, okay? We'll just have our own South by Southwest. We've done it before.
As people who have been adjacent but not part of festivals before, we know what you're up to, Carol.
Who literally still name our shows like we're in the festivals. We have no shame. You go, well, Carol.
To be fair, we thought we were in the festival, and it turns out we were not in South by Southwest at all. We were just around. We were
like on the side streets. We were on the same streets they allowed Jacks to roam. Whatever those
truly
were. Yeah, so here we go. Those so icy, Carol icy shows streets. The dress. The guys, all the guys really do is yell and take shots. The guys are just always hanging out together and they're like, let's take a shot. And then they all take a shot. Or when there's oysters, like, oh my God, there's an oyster. And then they all take a shot of an oyster together and yell.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty happy with that. So Faye gets into this ridiculous dress. And she's like, ooh, I feel like Cinderella. I mean, usually I'm cleaning toilets and mopping floors. But now I'm doing it in a ridiculous dress.
Yeah, and so Mike is playing with the talon still. And Jess is like, please, keep the claws nice. I'll deal with the claws. You like claw? Yes, I love the claws. He's like, claw bad? Claw look funny? Claw die! Stop pounding like, on them, please.
He doesn't understand because she's is trying to like take the claw off and she like pulls it away from him. And then she shows him how she does it, which is that you keep like the tip of the claw intact and then but the meat sticks out and then you use the claw to hold it and then you pull the meat out, you know. And Mike is like shocked. He's like, but the claw don't do nothing. And she's like, no, Mike. She's like, Mark, you use it to eat the meat. No, claw scary.
Claw bad.
Claw so, bad.
Now Casey models, and she's modeling hilariously. She's like standing up against the wall and just like giving dirty looks to everybody. It's really funny. And Faye's like, she's actually really good at this. She's got like the resting bitch face things. Min, have you eaten yet? You should look at this one. She's giving everyone a dirty look. And they're like, shots! Yeah!
Yeah. And Faye is like, keeps looking over to the table, which is empty because no one's eaten, and she's getting annoyed. And she's like, most of my job has been managing Jess. I'm panicked that I'm away and modeling a dress, and I have no idea how service is going. These nightmares are going through my head right now. I'm like, that's just like Cinderella, like when she went to the ball and was dancing with Prince Charming, but then stepped away to check on the kitchen staff to make sure everything was, you know, all the food was coming out for the ball, you know?
Yeah. So then Mike is still trying to deal with shells. He's like, shells hard. And Jess is like, well, at this point, everyone in the game, everyone just come play. Let's do it. No one's going to ever get food. Come on. So we're back to the girls modeling, and Carol's like, oh my God, you guys are like couture models.
Yeah, that's what my thought was exactly when I saw this. So yeah, Jess, I'm Faye's like,
thank God we have models have resting bitch face because I'm struggling to get my stew face on today. I mean, how am I supposed to smile and ease the guests when I have no idea what Jess is doing in the galley or if he's even still there?
So then Mike is going through the claws and he's like, she love Mike. She no love Mike. She love Mike. Mike dragged to cave. Dragged to cave.
Claw. So finally this food goes out and it's so much seafood. It looks so good. Oh my God. Every time she poured a giant trough of mussels into a bowl, I was just like, I was just dying. I wanted to have that. So, the food is going out. And meanwhile, back in the boat, Lewis is asking Nathan if he enjoyed the season. And, you know, Nathan's saying, like, yeah, he thought, like, Captain Carey was pretty chill. Like, but, like, chill and stern at the same time and everything. And then Lewis makes, like, a huge thing of beans on toast. And it looks kind of...
It was nasty. Like, that shit looks nasty, okay? I like beans for breakfast. I'm a beans for breakfast kind really? Of a person. Yeah, I like beans, you know. Because, I mean, like, when you're vegetarian, you choose other things, you know. I mean, I still eat eggs, but I still like beans. I'll eat beans and eggs. I like black beans and eggs and salsa and stuff like that for breakfast. So okay. I'm not anti-beans and toast, but this looked like two of those, like, baked bean cans open and then just poured on. It just didn't look good.
It was, like, the nasty. Proportion of beans. There was just, like, so many beans that he poured onto his toast. Like, it was
Yeah, it looked it was like a crazy. Lot of fusses. Yeah. And a so he's like, a lot of fusses.
We all know what his fusses are like. They're probably, like, soft and, like, that's probably a Lewis fuss, you know?
Yeah, trying to be inoffensive, you know, yeah, but like then ends up making it, like, totally worse.
And it probably always has a little pizzazz at the end. They're like...
Why? So then Nathan's like, oh, I can't eat that. I used to eat that when I was younger, and... He's like, taste it, Louis. I mean, taste it, Nathan. So he does, and he just gives it a look. And Louis just like, I don't know. The whole thing just left me a little bit unsettled. I don't know. I mean, I know beans and toast is a very standard breakfast for people, but.
Yeah, there was something grotesque about those beans. They were just sort of like oozing off of like a hamburger bun or something. And
it's also like who's doing it. Yeah, it just also feel it's like who's doing it, you know, because it's Louis. So we're like, gross. That's disgusting. But if it was Faye, we'd be like, oh, my God, beans on toast, iconic. I love beans on toast. I totally had that this morning. I'm going to have that like every morning this month. You know what? This is beans on toast February. So.
Beyond Feb. So. So then Faye is now done with her photo shoot, so she's getting changed out of her dress, and Oriana's like, how was it? And she's like,
well, I'm serious. I did not want to be in that dress, but when I got in it, I felt like a princess of a very small, unimportant kingdom that was clearly ghetto one type of dress. But it was princess nonetheless.
Mama!
Oh dear, why is Mike walking around with claws crying for his mother? Anybody?
Oh dear, Mike looks like he found a little rock and is cradling it in his arms. Oh, how sweet and sad at the same time.
Look like Mike. My baby.
So they go back to the little boat, and Mike's like, Mercury! So they all get onto, they all go to Mercury. And Carrie's like, how you doing, Jess? How did it go? She goes,
much better. I'm starting to feel so recharged. Can't you tell?
Not really, but glad you're still with us, doll. Didn't poison everybody, did you? All right, everybody, go take a nap.
Mike, go bed with new friend.
Mike, please don't bring that boulder into your bed. It's going to attract dirt everywhere. Here, let's throw it off the side of the boat.
So now Jess is in the galley. Jess starts cooking. Yeah, she starts cooking some more. And she's like, I can't believe this is last service. And I was ready to walk away. I'm just hoping Kiri can see the change in me. Is it working yet? Am I smiling? Can anybody tell me, is my mouth, are the corners of my mouth pointing upwards? Nobody?
It's difficult being the first violist next to abject whore like Lydia Tarr. Sorry, I lapsed into character again. Anyway, it's a positive vibe. I want tonight to be nice. You know, Faye, we're both after the same goal. We both are after making the guests happy. And we can be a greater charter team. We could be a great charter team if we just serve Linguini together. Am I right, Faye?
Well, I actually like Jess. We're two independent women making their way in the world. One of us with beautiful red lips, the other... God, is she dead? No one would know from looking at those lips. I want to check her pulse every time I see those lips. But here we are on a boat together. Forgot what I was saying, really.
Well, I know at the end of the day, you know, it's not personal when it comes to Jess. Partially because I'm not sure that she's actually even a person. More of a golem, a rock golem.
Let's see. So Carrie's like, Fife, the guests asked me to dinner. They said to be there at 10 o'clock, and I plan on making it an adventure. Oh, a slow-mo. You know, got to change it up a bit for the finale. And she's like, Jess, Captain is confirmed. He would like to dine at 10. And Jess is like, oh, I've got it. 10-4, good buddy. The captain is coming. I'll put out extra plates, and it's only happiness from here on out. Gray anybody notice a change in that one?
Gray skies are going to clear up. Put on a happy face. Did you see?
I'd just like to add a little positivity to this by adding my favorite tune, Smile. Though your heart is aching, smile, even though it's breaking.
Woo, 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 woo. Don't worry, woo, woo, be happy, woo.
Oh, so Seth is talking to Casey, and he's like, hey, she's in laundry, and he's passing by, and he's like, oh, yeah, hey, by the way, did you send a picture to Lewis of me sleeping? She goes, yeah. And he goes, why? Because I thought it was funny. Well, I got a lot of shit for that, a lot of shit.
She goes, well, but you're constantly sleeping, so... He's like, no, I'm actually constantly not sleeping. I'm like, oh, good comeback, Seth. Because I don't know why you've been picking on me so much. I don't know if you have a crush on me, but I didn't do anything wrong.
Of course, Seth's like, yeah, it's because I'm hot, right? It's because I'm hot. And she's like, ha-ha. She's like, ha-ha, in 10 different accents. She's like, trust me, you're the last guy I would have a crush on.
It's high school stuff that you do. And she goes, your ego is so big, dude. I just can't stand it. Like, your arrogance, I can't.
And she just walks away from him. But, you know, good for her. Good. And good for you, Seth, like cornering a tiny girl in the laundry room so she can't pass you. I mean, it's just so Seth. You know, so I'm glad she's like, oh, fuck off, and just like goes around him. So then the guests get ready for dinner, and then Seth has to pass Casey awkwardly in the hallway. She's just making stabbing motions with her hands. Yeah. And then Mike's in bed. We keep seeing Mike in bed, which had me worried for Mike. I was like, uh-oh, is he regressing? Like, you can't just take Mike back to a cave and not expect him to have some trauma.
I know. He has like tears in his eyes.
Yeah. He's just holding the rock really tightly. Yeah.
Mama! Mama!
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
So now it's 10:37 p.m. Carol, the most stylish woman in all of Singapore, has emerged from her room. She is ready for dinner. And they're going to, the plan that Faye has is that they're all going to walk into the dining room with like champagne sparklers going off. But first, Carrie has to set a fire alarm because he says, on a yacht, we are the fire team. We have to look after ourselves because I don't want to end up in the water. Am I right? Am I right? I guess we're on a boat.
Carol stands
on a boat. Don't want to have Carol
stands to give a speech, and she's like, I'm so grateful you're all in my life to witness the most fashionable woman in all of Singapore who's showing at Fashion Week. I'm showing at Fashion Week. They're like, yay, Carol. Yay, still, Carol.
I just want to also say, as the most fashionable person in all of Singapore, I want to give a big thanks to my friend Mona Lisa who came on board. You have a stupid name. I just want to finally say that, okay? I wanted to wait till we're on television to put you on blast. You have a stupid, stupid name. Okay, great, everyone. Let's have dinner.
Might I suggest a more palatable last name, Mona, from Who's the Boss? Okay. It's a little longer, a little harder to fit on an envelope, but way more enjoyable.
I think your parents really missed the Catherine Hellman boat on that one, and I'm sorry for them, actually. I'm sorry.
So they light these champagne. It's a very Southern hospitality moment. It's like we're at Republic. Yes. It's like we're at Cold Republic.
Cold Fjord Republic. So they come out with their champagne sparklers, and there's a lot of sparklers. I felt like it was too small of a space for those sparklers. Personally.
I did too, and Carrie had two. Carrie had two of them.
Yeah, they
swung
it around like Cirque du Soleil.
It actually looked like Carrie was going to start flying. Those fucking flames were so big. It's like, what the hell?
I know.
I don't know that I like this. Also, some below decks. I'm so sorry, I can't talk right now. What was the below deck this year where there was almost a fire? I guess that was the regular below deck where the alarms went off and Captain was like, oh God, we're all gonna die. We're all gonna, okay, it's okay now.
Below deck, there was an electric fire. There was something with the wires or something like that.
So I guess I had that in my head and I was like, oh my God, they really are gonna start the boat on fire.
Almost caught on fire a few times. There was the time when Leon didn't clean his pans well enough and started a kitchen fire. Never forget. So,
speaking of, I've got my oven on self-clean right now. So everybody just wish me luck.
I have my soul on self-clean.
It was more a dare from me. I just saw the self-clean button and I was like, oh, really? I'll be the judge of that. Go ahead. Show us what you've got, oven.
My oven doesn't have a self-clean. I wish it did. My oven is... I have a real weird relationship with my oven. I'm not going to lie. But that's for another time and place.
I'm a human being, and I barely have a self-clean. It's very difficult. So they all love it. Everybody's super happy. And then the guests do what everybody who has to clean up after loves and shoots off a glitter bomb in the dining room.
A glitter bomb on the table. Confetti everywhere. So then Jess introduces the first course, which I don't know. It just made me laugh because Jess is so Jess. She's like, we have foie gras, fig jam, rhubarb, pistachio crumble. Enjoy. I'm like, I feel like that list of ingredients or dish elements should be filled with joy. And she really treats it like she's welcoming them into whatever that school is that Wednesday Addams goes to.
Yeah. And one of the guys is like, yeah, the pistachio is amazing. Well, I'm sure the goose who was force-fed to an early death would appreciate that non-compliment. Enjoy, losers.
So then Carol is like, so Captain Carey, do you normally have meals with a guest? And Captain Carey, he is like full on Crocodile Dundee-ing this food. He's just like shoving it into his mouth. It's coming up the side of his cheeks, as his lips and everything. He's like, well, sometimes I have meals with guests and sometimes I can't, you know, because I'm busy, you know. And they're always like, oh, he told me we were his favorite. Pass the button, please.
Yeah, I was like, do people invite you often? So then Jess is plating more and serving very happily. And it's funny, kind of, you know, because everybody's like, oh, look at us. You're plating, we're plating, we're all plating together. Oh, and look, I'll get in on this fun. Gentlemen, you look lovely tonight. And you are able to help us if you'd please. Like she's doing them a favor by letting them serve. You know, yes. Everyone's changing their attitude here on the finale.
I know. And Jess goes, this is service with a smile. I'm like, you're still scowling. That's my smile.
Indoor smile. So they're bringing something and she goes, finally, we've found a groove. And one of the ladies is like, oh, my God, I smell truffle. I smell truffle. Like, congratulations. Like, no. No self-respecting person should be yelling that. That's what they use pigs for, you know? Pigs are sent out to self-smell for trouble. Wait, but that's you don't want to be like, that's like, I smell truffle. It's like going, like, I'm a pig. I'm the best little piggy in the world.
Wait, so are you saying that, like, she shouldn't be so excited because, like, a pig found her food? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying you shouldn't be using the pig line. Like, that's what you're acting like a pig when you say, I found the truffle. You know what I mean? Because they sent the pig to find the truffle. She's like, I found one. It's like, oh my God. That'll do, pig. That'll do.
So everyone applauds Jess. And she's like, I'm hitting those high notes with the food. Seeing everyone come together to help me, that's a great path. There's nothing better than that feeling of, nailed it. I'm so glad I stuck it out.
Yeah, you're the real culinary Mariah Carey, okay, Jess? It's like, it's been real and it's been fun, but not real fun. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha.
As Ice Cube once said, today was a good day. Ha, ha.
So the guests thank the captain and they take a group photo and Casey offers to help but Faye sends her down because the boys should be up soon. So whatever, they're just doing end of the night work and stuff. And Faye checks in with the captain and he's like, excellent job, how it went tonight. Excellent job. Great night, love. And then he just like picks up an entire ham and throws it up in the air and catches it whole in his mouth. It's like, wow.
And Seth, here's a surprise. Seth says, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. So, and meanwhile, he was already caught napping in the van earlier today. So, Carrie is like, it was exactly.
I'm glad to see it because you've been so busy not sleeping.
Well, today that was exactly what the people wanted. Good job, little one. So he hugs Faye, and then Jess just starts smudging in the galley. She's like, one last moment with the sage. So then it's the morning. It's the final day of charter, the second to final day of the season. And Lewis is like, are you excited for the last day, Mike?
No, I don't. Mike, no, want class. But last exam, no fail. Mike, take rock class. Mike, sad, excited, many emotions. Mike, overwhelmed.
And someone comes and offers coffee to the guests. It's like, would you like some coffee this morning? And they're like, sure. And then it goes, dun 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 dun. While someone goes down and like, literally makes coffee. That's the music. Would you like some cream or sugar?
Wow. To these adventures that we're going to serve the coffee with a pour over. It's going to take a few minutes more. It'll be quite the adventure.
It was the best coffee service music I've ever heard. So then Faye sees Mike and's like,
"Oh, Mike, tonight's our last night to go to dinner together."
Mike like food.
Yes, well, it's easy for you, isn't it? You just pop the first goat you see.
You know, Mike, you don't have to do much. You just have to brush your hair, straighten up that little saber-toothed tiger thing you wear, and put some jeans on, and then you're done. But I have to wash my hair and dry it and curl it. Mike, stop grabbing my hair. It is not food. How many times do I have to tell you?
Mike, you home.
No, I'm not going home with you. Let go of my hair. Then I have to find a maternity outfit because I put on so much weight.
Baby strong.
Just shut up, Mike.
So the time to dock, the boat comes into parallel park for one last time in this tiny little tiny little port, and they do it. Great final docking, everyone. And then we see, just so we know how good of the docking it was, we then see a duck. There's like a little duck that's like, "Hey, you took my parking space."
Well, this was like the most unfair parking too, because there were no other boats around. This one, there's nothing around. They just had to like kind of pull up and then swing the ropes out and pull themselves with the ropes to the side. It's like, well done, guys. Finally, a nice ending. But I'm surprised they didn't post something a little more dramatic. You know, it's a finale, guys.
It was dramatic for that duck. I mean, that duck, that duck has been gone all summer. It finally comes back to its like little port that it knows and loves. And it's like, ah, look, quack, quack. They're all my favorite little tugboats. There's Mr. Bjorgensen's tugboat over there. Quack, nice to see you again. And then sees this yacht and is like, what the fuck is this doing here? What's been happening since I've been gone?
Yeah, but you can't feel for ducks because they're going to be a bitch either way. You know what I mean? Like, no. if you don't park in the duck space, it's going to bite you. If you do park in the duck space, it's going to bite you because it's a duck. And that's what ducks do, okay? They bite you.
I love ducks. I mean, I know they do bite. They're bitey little birds. But, like, that's fine. I don't need to pet a duck. I just like to see them from afar.
Well, that's the smart way to do it, you know? Then you can be like, oh, my God, that's so cute. But up close, they're like, do you have bread? And if not, they don't like you.
Yeah.
Actually, it's kind of how I date.
I used to work in an office, it was always so hot in there, so I'd always lower the thermostat. And this woman, Valerie, who worked in there, would always raise it, and she would raise it, and she'd give me such a stink eye when she would do it, because she was always like, no, we are raising this temperature. And I feel like the duck has Valerie's energy. That's what ducks have. Like, I'm raising the thermostat.
You see, all I had to tell you was that ducks were assholes, and it only took you 1 second to convince you. Now you're like, first you're like, I love ducks, and now you're like, fuck ducks. Fuck those Valeries.
I still love ducks, but I'm like, they definitely are like Valerie, though. You know, they literally have a sound.
So Seth is talking to, what's clean, 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 clean. And so then Seth sees Mike, and he's like, dude, what are you doing? It's been like 10 minutes. You're still doing the same cover. Are you drunk?
Mike, scared Seth. Mike slow. Not Mike fault. Mike scared. Mike sad. And season.
Mike old. Mike old.
So then Carrie's like, welcome, guys. It's our last sit down around the table. Oh, by the way, Carol also left, said goodbye. She's the most fashionable woman in Singapore, and took the colored toilet paper she was passing off as a dress in her baggage. She's fine, left us a bag. All right, we all caught up. All right, welcome to our last sit down around the table. We started off rough, but we pulled through. We've got 170,000 Norwegian crown.
Yeah. And tonight we're going to have dinner up top of the hill. It's a night for all of us to have a great time. All right. And then everyone's got to get the hell out of here tomorrow. All right.
So they all get in the van to go out. And Mike is like,
Mike quiet, Mike sleepy, Mike baby, baby Mike.
Petting the rock. Shh.
That's a face. Like, sir, I thought you were asleep back there. You seem very quiet. He's like, no, I'm awake. Although it's not like Seth. It's not like Seth has such a bubbly personality that that, like, when she says you seem quiet, I'm like, as opposed to one other time. It's like,
I know, like, when was the loud Seth time? You yeah. know? He's like, I'm daydreaming about you, though. She's like, oh, wow.
Well, your fantasies filled with me in that beautiful dress that looked like tissue paper in a gift bag.
So they arrive. It's this beautiful restaurant, and it's really high up on the water, and Carrie just goes and stands at the window with his hands behind his back like,
that's right. That's my sea. Right now in my head, I can see myself commanding coffee to be poured.
He really did just stand there like it was his kingdom. I was like, wow. So then, he goes, well, everyone, here's the last day of the season. It really has been a challenge. You should give each other a pat on the back for what you've been able to accomplish in the case of Mike. Finding a beautiful little rock in a tunnel today. So congratulations, everyone. Keep in families, touch, for real.
Families were started today. Let's keep in touch, JK, for sure.
So the waiter comes over, and he's like, choice between cod and tenderloin, which would you like? And Faye's like, oh, you have tenderloin, Seth, and then I'll have the cod, and then we'll exchange forks.
Ooh, you know, Seth, it's a shame about the purple shirt, but it can always be removed.
So Casey's getting shit-faced and already breaking glasses and stuff. Yeah. And food is being served, and Carrie's like, nice piece of meat there, mate. Bomp! He just throws the whole plate in his mouth at the same time. Like, how have I never noticed him eating before?
I know, he really is like... So it's like a cartoon. It's like when Brutus eats food on Popeye or something. So Faye is...
or when Popeye just squeezes the can and the spinach flies out into his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually think that's more accurate. So Faye is like,
Seth, we did say we were going to exchange bites, so now would be the time to engage in halfsies.
So Seth's like, oh... Now she wants to nibble my beef, right? Everyone's like, ah!
And then she goes, well, would you like to taste my fish? And everyone cracks up.
Mike, no get it.
Oriana's like, I'm as uncomfortable as I'd be if Lewis tried to hit on me in a non-yacht situation.
So, they're being like flirty and silly. And then Oriana's like,
Lewis, who was your favorite person when you walked on board?
And he goes, Mike. And then we see a flashback of like Lewis and Mike's greatest moments. And there's like a moment of Lewis stroking Mike's ear going, you're a good boy, Mike. Did you know that? You're a good boy.
Mike, real boy. Mike, real boy.
Wish come true.
Sorry, I had to open the show
today. Wish upon rock.
So then Oriana's like, okay, Captain, how about you? I was like, of course, that's all you wanted to know. You know, you just want someone to say you're their favorite, and it's not going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
So Carrie's like, everybody was my favorite. Just come on, you can't just say that. You have to say the truth. He was your favorite. And he goes, Kyle. We see a clip of Kyle being like, Lou me, I can play the lead guitar.
And they just all laugh. So Carrie heads off, and Faye is like,
thank you for keeping us all together. And by us all, I mean Jess. Jess, thank you for keeping her in line. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And Jess is like, yes, you were the voice of reason, and you kept us together in the nicest possible way. So then the waiter comes, and he's like, we have a surprise on the terrace, so Ronnie, I love you. Please be my husband. I'm like, oh my God, I will. You're so cute. I've fallen in love twice this week.
I know you,
on
yeah.
Bravo, which is very rare for me. Usually I don't feel it, but something's ticking in me.
I think
it's a season for love. It's a season for love.
Apparently. So they go down to the terrace for their surprise, and there's a fire pit. And Faye is like,
oh, Yana, I just want you to know that I got you. I'm the head of the boat, and I can't do it without you. And it takes a lot of willpower to take direction when you feel that you could be in the position. So I want to thank you for putting aside your brattiness to pretend to not be bratty around me. Thank you.
It's like, well, it's because I pretended to respect you, and that, like, really helped. He goes, yes, it did. It worked.
So, for this occasion, on this last day, I want to award you with 2 striped basses for dinner. There's a gift certificate.
Therefore, on your way out the door, everyone, please listen up. Ding, ding, ding. I would like to award Oriana with 2 strikes, 1 more, you're out. I love bowling, don't you?
I would like to award our Oriana for good work this season with 2 stripe machines. So if you need to buy anything, just see her. She can handle 2 at once.
I know. I love that she was nice to her, but did not even give her those stripes, because that is traditionally how Below Deck ends. You know, yeah. Like, okay, here's your stripes. And she's like, no, you little bee, I still see you.
Oriana's like, Faye is not the person I thought I would want as a boss, but, like, we make a good team, and I genuinely respected her. However, I think this season has taught me that I'm, like, ready to be Chief Stew again.
Okay. So then it's fireworks, and then they go back in the van, and Faye's like, Seth, you can cuddle me now. And he's like, oh, yeah, finally. And so they cuddle, and she tells us, oh, he's been begging for some loving so I can show him little attention. It doesn't hurt me. I am a supermodel, after all.
You better work, wicked girl. Do your thing. On the fjord.
So Nathan is like, Nathan basically asks if he can sleep in one of the guest rooms tonight, because he's been like had miserable sleeping situations all season long. And she's like, yes, you can sleep in a twin. I was like, come on, give him something better than a twin, Faye.
Yeah. And then Mike and Casey are joking. Casey's shit-faced, and it's so funny because now she's like full-on really thick accent. And yeah. Mike's like, Casey, rock. Mike, family. She's like,
oh, yeah, well, let's see here. I'm going to go into a room and see what happens in there.
Yeah, and then there's, like, this thing. I wasn't sure really what was happening, but from what I could tell, I guess Lewis was in a room, and he was holding a door shut to prank Casey, and she couldn't open the door, and she was getting confused, and she like, couldn't open the door, and she was drunk, and she was, like, leaned up against the door, going, there's no lock on these doors.
There ain't even a lock on this door. How are them doors locked? There's no lock on the doors.
And then Faye walks by and goes, Casey, what are you doing?
So then there's like a hot tub moment, but Jess gets into bed with Faye, and then Mike is just sitting there, and Casey's like, I'm going to shave your beard off, and he's like, shave good. So she just shaves his beard for him.
Yeah, which is a little scary considering that she's wasted, but you know, whatever. So well, then
it's a beard.
So now all the girls are—they're all like lying in like a bed, and I think it's like in one, maybe the master, who knows? But they're all lying on this big bed, and Seth is in there, and he goes, "I want to do a magic trick or something." So Faye goes,
"We'll take off your towel and let's see a weeder." He goes,
"He's like, yeah, well, I actually have—I got a nice dick," and they're like, "Ooh." So then,
oh really? Then show us then. And he's like, "No, I'm not going to show you." And they're like, "Nathan will show us. Nathan, will you show us your wiener?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'll show you my wiener." So he goes, "Get out, Seth. Go out of the room, and I'll show him." So Seth steps out of the room, and Nathan's like hyping them up, you know, like waving his arms, and they're like, "Oh, Nathan! Oh my goodness, it's humongous!"
Yeah. And then Nathan opens the door, and he's like, okay, it's your turn. So then Seth is like, okay. So then he does show his dick, and they're like, oh, no.
And then Seth gets another, no other job for the rest of his career. Wouldn't that be hilarious? Like, Seth is now blackballed from working ever again on a boat after all of this.
Sexual harassment. Well, but Casey goes, I didn't even see it. So now it's like they all go to bed. Now it's like 2:20 in the morning. And Faye goes into Seth's room. And she's like, Seth. And he's like, hey, come lay down with me. She goes,
really? I just wanted to say that tonight. You know, you come in and you try. And I know you've been wanting this, but I just want to say that I would love to cuddle with you so much right now. But I just can't do that.
He's like, you're killing me. She goes, I kill every man. I said that lightly, but it was actually a confession, and no one seemed to catch on.
I'm a serial killer, actually.
Yeah, and so she basically is like, yeah, you know, if I were in my 20s, I would have had some fun with him, but like, not these days. I just need a guy who's on my level if I'm gonna screw around with him. Otherwise, I'm fine on my own.
Yeah, and so sad music plays, and he buries his head under the sheets, all rejected.
I know. The music was very much like, oh, sad romance. That's like that could never be, like, lovers kept apart by, you know, circumstance. But I'm like, no, it wasn't. Just Faye just didn't want to bang him.
Yeah. So then the next morning is time for the goodbyes, which on Below Deck, the last, you know, half an hour is like, bye, 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 bye. So we start with Mike. Mike's like, Mike Young. And Lewis is like, everyone come together. We should have a formal goodbye. Now, I've enjoyed working with you guys, and I know it's been stressful. Tried to keep you happy. And Seth just goes, yeah, man.
Mike, go cry. Mike, say, Lewis, glad you're my bosun. Lewis, mother now.
So Mike goes up to say bye to Carrie, and Carrie's like, what's up for you next, mate?
Cave ship.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll bring you on again. You're always welcome here.
Cave ship.
All right, well, go on now. So he leaves, and then Seth and Lewis are talking. And Lewis is like, what's up? Why aren't you leaving? And Seth goes, hey, so is there any chance that the last second here you can pass that torch to me? Like, torch? The beans? Torch? I've got some more beans here on toast.
Talk about a flashlight. Is that what you mean? We call those torches in England. It's like, no, man, the bosun torch. And Lewis is like, why is he doing this? This is so awkward. And so then Lewis actually says, sure, why not? I'm like, first of all, Lewis, you don't get to make him the bosun, right? Isn't Lewis, as the bosun, you don't get to make someone else a bosun. Isn't that the captain's job?
I don't know. I don't think it was serious. Was it?
I think that Seth took it seriously, because you know that Seth is going to go around. He does it even later this episode. He's going to go around being like, yeah, I worked my way up to bosun on that boat. He's going to do that. That's the way he works. Don't give it to him.
So I'm not giving it to him, but I'm also not taking it from him. Like, wow. Listen, we love delusional people on Bravo. If you want to leave this saying you left the bosun, that's fine by me. I support it.
Wow. Well, now Mike and Casey are saying goodbye, and Mike's like, Casey Enigma, big word for Mike. Mike has crushed Casey. Casey, mother, my rock. Casey, me, rock, family.
Mike crushed Casey.
She's like, please don't. So then Nathan goes to the captain. He's like, I just want to tell you, you know, I really love the way that you run your vessel. Like, wow, well, thanks. Thanks for the good review. Okay. Taking Andy's mint on your way out. Don't forget.
Well, you brought a lot of joy to the boat, even on your down days, and you still had that smile. So come on, get over here if you're all hurry. You're all right.
Captain, I think there's a little bit of asparagus on your collar from last night.
What's a little asparagus won't kill ya?
So Casey and Oriana's passive-aggressive goodbye. Like, bye, bye. Casey's like, yeah, I didn't really see myself keeping in contact with Oriana. I'm good. And Oriana says, I hope we can work together in, like, another 3 years or so.
And then, yeah, they definitely hate each other. And then now it's time for Seth to leave. And he's like, yeah,
There's a lot of fantastic things that have happened this season. I mean, I climbed from deckhand to lead deckhand, from lead deckhand to bosun in 3 weeks. It feels fucking awesome.
The producer's like, so what are you the bosun of? And he's like, ha, nothing. Come on. So then Oriana tells us, I'm not sure where things stand with me and Lewis. Like, I'll miss him. But I won't be sad if I never speak to him again. I'll tell you one thing for sure, though. This season would have been a shit show without me.
So then, Faye is her leather
pants. We see. I'm sorry, Ben. I just saw this note. Her leather pants don't fit, and that makes me very happy. Isn't that shallow of me?
No, it's not. It's what you need.
I loved it. Yeah, thank you. So thank you, show.
So, meanwhile, during this entire process, as everyone's saying goodbye, Faye has been doing her makeup. And so it's kind of funny because her face is in different states of being made up. It's like watching, it is like watching RuPaul's Drag Race on the side, you know, where they spend like 10 minutes putting on their faces of airtime. So then, so now she's almost there.
How
so
dare you?
I'm not saying she's a drag queen. I'm saying she's spending a lot of time putting on makeup during this entire process.
Well, I'm glad I didn't give you any of these cookies last night, mister.
So she's putting on her makeup, and so Lewis comes up and is like, all right, Faye, it's time for me to go. And she's like, oh, well, Lewis, you know, you've been... someday I hope that you want to be a captain, right? Someday I hope I can be a lead... The chief stew on your vessel, right? Now, excuse me, I'm still putting on my eyebrows. Excuse me.
Yeah, they hate each other. He's like, no hard feelings. See you in England. So he goes to talk to the captain, and Lewis is like, it's like we've worked together before in another life.
And you were still a wuss in that life, I remember it quite well, man. Now listen, here's what you need. Be more firm in the future.
And he's like, well, it's funny, because that's the same thing a guy named Tony from another boat just texted me. I'm getting body-shamed across franchises, am I? This feels great, thank you.
No, I meant
your job.
I just got a text from someone named Rachel who says, beans, the magical fruit. Hold on, I'm waiting for the second part to come through.
Titties. So Carrie's like, I'm at your job. And Lewis is like, well, Carrie has been really great to me. The soft approach isn't always the best approach. Although I may have thought I was doing well in my management style, there might be some tweaks to be done.
Yeah. So, I got lost in my notes. Where are we?
So Justin Faye.
I can't believe that the Lewis scene would make me zone out for a second.
I know, right? So Justin Faye are saying goodbye, and Jess is trying on a hat. She's like, do I leave this hat or take it with me? And Faye says, you look very fringe. And Jess is like, well, it's really great how things went with Faye overall. You know, we had so much potential. And I just wish we could get it together sooner.
Oh, well, Captain Kerry, we ended on a high. I'll just keep saying that to make you hopefully forget about the fact that we actually kind of ended on a low and just barely squeezed out service for the end. Thank you for the pep talks.
Well, I feel pretty disconnected in my life now. But once I find my rhythm, we'll be Gucci. Now I'm Audi 5000.
Audi 5000.
Later, so then, skater. Would you like some toast for that jelly?
Whoever smelt it, dealt it. So now, finally, just Faye and Carrie. And Carrie's like, you did a great job, Faye.
She goes, oh, well, thank you. There were times I wanted to bring stuff up to you and times where I just couldn't deal with it and you took over and... Not many captains are like you, so I couldn't have done it without you, Captain Kyrie.
And she's like, here's my final adventure pitch. I can't believe I've pulled off so many adventures. There was zip line and pill sailing, lesbian cliff dropping, designer spelunking. Who knew that the scariest challenge was to deal with this crew? I'm proud of myself, and I can't wait for my next... adventure!
Just zip lines off the screen.
Zip lines and lands on a tiny little Icelandic horse. So Carrie's like, now it's just Carrie's like, well, Norway's not a place you normally go to for yachting, but it's a yacht place, and I have children in another country, so I'm going to go see my children, and then I'm ready for my next adventure, which is my kids.
I'm going to go home and be a dad to my kids for about a week.
Before I go on my next adventure.
And that brings us to the end of this season of Below Deck Adventure.
Congratulations, adventure people. Well, that was fun. What a delight. So thank you all for listening and being here. I think we'll be back next with Real Housewives of Miami live from Austin. Go get your tickets at watchwhatcrapids.com. The show is happening. Who cares about ice? Ice will be over by then. And we will see you there and in Dallas this week. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Christy Woward. Dowdy.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Make it lastner with Aaron Kastner.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, la, la. Where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.